This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time now for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer. Matt, it's good to have you back.
Hi, Hal. Good to speak to you.
Now, it's only a few weeks since the general election, and RNIB has been very active with the new Labour government already, getting to work post-general election.
Yeah, I think it's a subject we will return to quite a lot. You know, clearly governments landed looking to exude competence and grip and make things happen in mainstream areas around things like house building, you know, around defence, and then around things like travel and transport with various decisions on railways. And, you know, the team active in areas like employment and welfare, you know, Liz Kendall making a speech this week around that, for example. And I think, you know, the point is, you know, we are carrying on being as dynamic as we can be as RNIB to engage with this fast-moving sort of landscape, with the government clearly looking to make a difference quite quickly. You know, we've done a lot engaging on eye health, you know, pre-election with various, as then Labour Party shadow sort of ministers, now ministers, and we're continuing that dialogue. And as every week goes by with some new announcements, it forces us to sort of sharpen and focus our efforts into, you know, new opportunities that emerge. So, for example, you know, Louise Hay, Transport Minister, announced, you know, nationalisation of railways. There's a bill coming, and the plan is to get the majority of railways in some sort of national ownership by the end of 2025. Clearly, that's quite a tight timetable, and actually legislation will go through quite quickly. And therefore, you know, what can we do to inform that legislation about what a more nationalised railway needs to do to be more accessible, inclusive, safe for blind and partially sighted people? You know, would be one obvious thing. You know, Stephen Timm has gone as a minister in DWP, you know, looking at things like access to work, wanting engagement on things like welfare. Again, opportunity for the RNIB to engage, you know, on a topic that we've got a lot of credibility on. So, you know, in some respects, it's a very target-rich sort of environment in terms of things for us to really engage in, where we have a lot of deep-rooted knowledge and a lot to say and a lot to inform beneficially. Equally, there's lots of voices out there. If we did everything, we might do nothing well. And so we're really trying to focus our choices. And I think, you know, the obvious one is really committing to eye health, where, you know, we've got strong beachhead with our ECLOs, and with all the work we've done to launch the pathway in the last 9 months or so. And we've got great relevance and traction in there that's continuing. And we saw that, you know, with what the Labour Party was using as some of our materials and stats and then ideas in the run into the election. But the landscape shifts, you know, there's lots of people involved in that outside the normal charity world, the Association of Optometrists, the College of Optometrists, the Royal Colleges, the other charities, the NHS. So there's a whole ton of partnerships in there that we need to keep very well honed to make sure, you know, we're exerting the optimal influence. It's not just about the RNIB. So I think that's an obvious one. And I think we need to carry on identifying some of those other opportunities emerging quite quickly in areas like travel and transport, employment or welfare, which will give us opportunity. And then, you know, we just, as the end of your question, I think Hal sort of suggested, you know, we're still very bothered about accessible voting. It was a large part of our run into the general election, and we had over 500,000 views of the video we did, which we're really pleased with. And we have made progress over a couple of years because we've done turned out reports after most of the big major sort of elections in the last 2 or 3 years in the devolved nations, sort of local council elections, etc. And we think this election was the best, but it's still, you know, still deficient. It's not consistent. If you're visually impaired, you still have a worse experience averagely than a sighted person, and there's still a sort of postcode lottery in terms of regional difference. So, you know, really encourage any of the listeners to come forward and engage with our turned out report, and all the links are on our social media. You know, we'd love to hear from you. You know, your experience, you know, being brought out only makes our report all the better, and gives us more chance to exert influence on the new government over continuing to make voting as accessible as possible.
Well, moving on from politics, this week Mattel launched the first ever blind Barbie doll, Matt. How are RNIB involved with the groundbreaking toy?
Yeah, I was an action man boy in my youth 40 years ago. No, this is great. I mean, Debbie Miller, who was one of our sort of director of sort of customer engagement and services, was on Breakfast Telly on Tuesday morning and over various national and local radio channels talking about it. And this is a partnership we've had with Mattel and with an American charity to advise on trying to make Barbie as sort of realistic as possible and make it as relevant as possible for visually impaired children to be able to play with a toy, you know, which reflects sight loss. And those are the critical sentiments, I think, is just bringing this much more into being normal, you know, less stigma, much more accessible, using it as something to help sort of educate as well and inform and make people sit up and think. And, you know, on one level, it's only a doll, isn't it? But on the other hand, you know, it is, you know, probably the world's leading doll. We've had the Barbie film last year. There's a whole lot of interest around Barbie at the moment in the world. And it's a great leverage for all of those involved in it, including the RNIB, you know, as I'm doing now on this interview, you know, to be able to use it to make a point about how we need to make everyday things accessible, inclusive, thoughtful, you know, about sight loss and for people with sight loss. And so whilst it's a bit of fun, it's more than that. It's actually something really quite important, I think, about, you know, making society continue to sit up and take notice about sight loss. And it's been a really useful platform this week to do that.
Well, as the summer of sports continues apace, RNIB has been continuing work with Arsenal Football Club, delivering training as part of the partnership between the organisations.
Yeah, I mean, Hal, you and I almost a year ago were sitting in Birmingham watching the World Blind Games, weren't we, with our good friend David Clark, who's about to take the British Paralympic team over to Paris as the CEO of the British Paralympic Association. So we should wish him all good luck, you know, for the next couple of weeks as he takes the team over for the Paralympics, which come just after the Olympics, which start this weekend. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the fact we're talking about sport quite a bit, you know, it's really important for blind and partially sighted people, for leisure, for mental health, for stimulation, for friendships, for teamwork. You know, it's a massive part of everyone's society and should be a massive part of the society for blind and partially sighted people. So, you know, we're active in that space. This week, team from the RNIB went to Arsenal. And I apologise to all the Tottenham fans sort of on the call. We went to Arsenal. Other clubs are available. But serious point, you know, we went there to have a bit of fun. The team went and played a variety of games with some of the Arsenal staff. You know, we played some visually impaired football. We played some sighted football. I think, you know, people tried on different blinds and specs to simulate different conditions and therefore experience different types of football. So, you know, on the one hand, it was a bit of fun. On the other hand, again, educational, a bit like the Barbie conversation we've just had, to really raise awareness of sight loss, understand, you know, some of the challenges and opportunities therein. And it allowed us to do some training for the Arsenal sort of team, the diversity team, you know, to really understand some of the challenges about being blind and partially sighted, not only to play, but also if you're a fan or you're involved in a game, you know, just try and make the whole sort of match day experience, you know, better for Arsenal and make, you know, their social media, their comms, all those sorts of things as accessible and inclusive as possible. And, you know, whilst it's only one club, you know, what we're seeing really beneficially is a variety of sports clubs across the UK, you know, really waking up to the need for this. You might remember we had Wolverhampton Wanderers were shortlisted for one of our See Differently awards because of the match day experience they provided to blind and partially sighted people. You know, one of our team down in South Wales, Gareth, has got the Cardiff, you know, visually impaired rugby up and running, for example. I go and watch Watford occasionally. I've got a sensory room going there now, Vicarage Road. So everyone's sort of, you know, I think genuinely waking up to this and doing some really quite good stuff. And we're pushing hard at this and trying to get, you know, traction with the Premier League, with the English Football League, etc. So, you know, to get a club as big as Arsenal involved, taking it seriously, yes, having a bit of fun, but actually through a very engaging day, learning a lot and improving their processes and their knowledge, you know, again, is quite an important afternoon for the RNIB.
Well, of course, our helpline is still available for any questions you might have about RNIB services or information. You can call 0303 123 9999. Matt Stringer, Chief Executive of RNIB, thanks again for your time this week. Always great to catch up, and thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Hal. Good to speak to quite an eclectic range from politics to Barbie, but I think, you know, all give us options as the RNIB to really go make a difference. And, you know, it's been an interesting week. Thanks very much.